light bread. But, well, now the oven my mother had was just had legs like a skillet. They used them on by the fire, you know, on the fireplace. Put coals under the oven, and the coals on the lid had the iron lid that fit on top. And the skillets were made the same way. I can remember when I was a child. Well, I had one of those skillets myself for years, and I don't know whatever went with it. The cowboys, you know, when we first came into this country, used them so much. All the time on there, out of the chuck wagon.
You see, you used to bake, didn't you?
I never was a good light bread baker because we had hot bread 3 times a day all this time. Mr. Diesel wouldn't eat light bread at all if he could help it.
What kind of bread did you make?
I made hot biscuits and hot cornbread. He liked hot cornbread and sweet milk. They were a very good light bread baker, though.
See, that was in Lowell's light bread. Did you ever buy bread from the store?
Oh, yes. When they got to bring it here to buy, it was a long time before we could get it.
Did you refer to that in any special way?
You mean buying bread?
No, the bread that you got from the store.
We just send for a loaf of bread, a lot of bread.
And
some
just people
like to do now.
Some people might call it boughten bread, or store-boughten bread, or store bread.
When we'd have the thresher, you know, we'd always buy a lot of light bread for that, because it couldn't cook for us so many. Be a dozen men with the thresher, and
all hungry.
There's probably 3 or 4 or 6 hangers on around always, and that'd make quite a place to cook for them.
Did you have neighbor help in the
Oh, well, yes. The neighbors would help each other, and sometimes we'd have to hunt up somebody and be glad to pay them to get them to help me cook for them. I remember one time we was thrashing, we couldn't get anybody, couldn't get any help at all, and we tried all over the neighborhood, and couldn't get any help. Came in, he said, well, he says, I'm going down to Thrasher and see if Jack Freeman, that's a neighbor, our special neighbor, and just soon come up here and help you cook as to work at the Thrasher. Well, I said, send him up. It wasn't but a few minutes, Jack came up. He helped me cook and wash dishes. I mentioned that a few days ago here, this little incident came up. And he was frying steak, and he fried a whole lot of steak and taken it up on a big platter. He dropped the steak in the floor. He picked it up, picked it on the platter, and he said, they won't know the difference. I told him something about that the other day here. I don't remember what was happened.
This was when you were cooking for the thrashers?
Yeah, you know, they had old-fashioned thrashers then. Now, the man on the farm and his wife can go out and do as much work as all those men did. Mm-hmm. They had the combine, you know, and just cut it and thrash it. No.
They don't have to worry about breaking down the bridge or the big machine?
No. Of course, the combine gets out of shape sometimes. Worked on it.
Did you used to make these confections that are round and have a hole in the middle?
Yes, donuts, yes.
Did you put yeast in them?
Yes, yes, you usually have yeast in them.
What did you do for yeast in the early days?
Well, we used to have